Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Okay, here we go again. Guess what? You have tuned in to Growing in Grace. I almost forgot the name of our podcast. I'm just kidding. We've been doing this almost 20 years. But anyway, I am forgetting my name. Joel Brzezicki, along with Mike Kaplan. You're not laughing. And it's probably good because it's not funny.
I'm just trying to hang on here. Do you remember in our younger days, maybe you didn't do this. Maybe I didn't do it, but I know people who did. When the ground was covered with snow, you would hold on to the back of a car.
Oh, yeah.
Like in a parking lot. And they would take you for a ride with your feet on the ground.
Good old times. Those were good times.
Yeah. We did a lot of stupid stuff when we were young, didn't
we? Yeah. No, yeah. Stupid. Really stupid stuff. But it was so fun.
I don't want to say what some of those things are because we could have young people listening who could be influenced.
Yeah, we don't want to influence anybody.
No, we've spent 20 years trying not to influence anybody. And
like, we're not going to mention anything about like when a steel pole is cold, like sticking your tongue to it, you know, something like
that. Yeah, I've never done that before.
We don't want to mention anything like that or anything.
You know, on the other side of that coin, my dad, like back when I was a young teenager, my dad had a pretty good sense of humor. But he always liked to use this line when there were other people around about how smart I was. He would say, yeah, Mike is so smart that he once put his hand on a hot stove and knew enough to take it off.
Brother.
And he just thought that was funny, you know. And so one time, Joel, I think as he got into his middle ages and got a little absent-minded, he went to reach into the oven and forgot the pot holder. So ever since then, I said, my dad is so smart. He put his hand in a hot stove and knew enough to take it out.
Oh, my. Well, you know, all these shenanigans, these days, I am no longer in pursuit of things like that.
You know, you and your segues. Come on, just spit it out. What do you want to talk about?
You know, we have this word in Christianity called righteousness. You say that word, it might, you know, several different people might think there are several different things. But let's just talk about it, and we'll figure out where we're going with this. But righteousness is not the result of trying to be righteous. And that throws some people for a loop, because if you think about righteousness, you know, some people in their minds, the word righteousness means to be doing the right things. If you are a righteous person, it means you're doing the right things, or at the very least, you're in pursuit of doing what's right. In Christianity, in Bible terms, people might be trying to follow the Ten Commandments, trying to follow the law. You know, the law of it's in the Bible. The law of Moses was made up of the Ten Commandments and a whole bunch of other commandments. And people might think, well, if we're going to be righteous, we need to follow those laws. But interestingly, you know, we talked about last week about Christianity in many minds being like, some people think of it as a to-do list. You know, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, and you're supposed to avoid other things in order to be righteous, in order to be considered right with God. It's interesting because at the end of Romans 9, Romans is a really excellent epistle from Paul. I guess they all are, but he talks about the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people, who did not have the law. The Jewish people were the ones who had the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments and everything in the law. But he says, what shall we say, that Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. So just picture in your mind a person, just any person, never had the law, never under the Ten Commandments, not even thinking about trying to be righteous, not pursuing righteousness through doing anything good or following any law or commandment. The Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness, they weren't chasing after it, they weren't even trying, and they have attained to it, even the righteousness of faith, Paul says. But Israel, those who had the law, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. It's interesting that people think of righteousness as being, you know, something that they can attain by doing good, but those who weren't even pursuing it, weren't even trying it, by faith, they attained to it.
So, two words, righteousness and the law. I guess that's three words, but law and righteousness. I think your average Christian out there, Joel, perhaps some listening to us even now, your average Christian out there, they hear the word righteousness, and you alluded to it. You're probably going to get different answers from different people about what that is. But I would be willing to bet, if I were a betting man, that most people, at least subconsciously, somehow relate to that word, righteousness. I mean, it just sounds like one of those Bible words, right? It sounds like one of those words that you don't normally use in everyday conversation outside of church-type stuff. But I'll bet most people think of, when they think of righteousness, they think of people doing things that are righteous, whatever that is. I mean, and that goes all over the place that we don't have time for. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be, you know, rules that are in the Bible. It could be rules we've made up for ourselves. It could be things in the church statement about what movies you go to and what music you listen to and what clothes you wear and what language comes out of your mouth. All kinds of different things out there that may or may not be directly related to rules and statutes in the Bible itself from the law. So that's the other word. This thing that we often talk about here on the podcast, the law, again, your average Christian out there, perhaps your Sunday church goer who believes in Jesus, but maybe they just haven't really dove into this whole thing like some of us have. So they hear this thing about law, and what is it? I mean, I don't know if they can, even though we use it pretty regularly in our conversations between ourselves, I wonder how many people out there even know what that means when we talk about law. We're not talking about, you know, following the speed limit or not robbing a bank.
Right.
We're talking about this thing that was inside of a covenant that God made with the Jewish people after they came out of Egypt as slaves. And then they came to this place, you know, crossed the Red Sea, end up at this place called Mount Sinai. And there was this covenant established. There was this law established, this written law, this word, as we've called it in recent podcasts, that was going to bring requirements. And we know it started out with these two tablets of stone that we often refer to as the Ten Commandments in today's age. But there was much more that would be written after that. Over 600 plus rules, commandments, and statutes within that law, which was inside of that covenant. But most people aren't really, even us Bible geeks aren't really all that familiar with the law and everything that was in it. So your average Christian out there, Joel, in my mind, is thinking, well, we could almost say the Ten Commandments, just to try to help people get there. Mm-hmm. Okay, just to try to help people get there. So you've got Israel pursuing righteousness, which is really, in simple terms, it's just right standing with God, being right with God. That's a definition that most people could relate to. Most people want to know that they're right with God. And so Israel was pursuing that path, that goal of righteousness through what they did. You know, a lot of times here on the podcast, we are looking at the writings, we're looking at the scriptures. They looked to the writings, they looked to the scriptures, the Jews did. They were looking to those writings, those words that would help them attain to righteousness. They were depending on the scripts to get them there. We don't depend on the writings, but upon the one who lives in us, upon a risen Jesus, and the Spirit who lives within, who's there to lead, teach, and guide us. It goes beyond writings. But there's something so huge about this, that these Jewish people under that covenant, who were born under that law, Jewish people were, not non-Jewish people, but Jewish people, not Gentiles, they were pursuing those writings to try to attain the goal of right standing with God through what they did. The Ten Commandments was part of that. And you know, people today think that we've gone crazy because the church world as a whole, thousands of churches, millions of people believe that the Christian life is based upon what we do, living a certain moral standard, and trying to attain to a place of righteousness through our actions and through our works. And they think we're goofy for suggesting otherwise. And they often misinterpret some of what we say. But really what was happening here, as Paul is explaining it in Romans 9, is these people were chasing the stone tablets. They were working on trying to do them. They fell short. Everybody did, and they did not attain righteousness. On the other hand, the Gentiles who did not have the law, who had no covenant with God, who were aliens and strangers, and they didn't even know what these commandments were, they weren't pursuing them, and yet they attained righteousness apart from trying to do that stuff. This, to me, is just fascinating stuff, once we can try to present it and convey it in a way where people can begin to see it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, and it is true that so many people think that we're crazy, that you're just saying that people can go out and just sin and do whatever they want. And of course, that's not what we're saying. And in Romans 5, Paul said that for if by the one man's offense, that's Adam, through his offense, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, the gift of righteousness, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Reigning in life, you know, if you're going to reign in life, that's not telling someone to go out and sin, because of course, you know, sinning is not reigning in life if you're going out and doing that. And so we're telling people that you receive the abundance of grace and this gift, the free gift of righteousness, you're going to reign in life. And that's what this gift is all about. We couldn't do that nobody could ever do that through pursuing the law, through pursuing works, by trying to be good or righteous, by obeying the Ten Commandments or any part of the law. And it was by receiving this free gift. And that's what Paul is saying in Romans 9, that, like you said, Ephesians 2 talks about how the Gentiles, those who didn't have the law, it says they were without Christ, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. That's Ephesians 2:12. And that was the state of most people who have ever lived apart from Christ. And so no covenants, weren't pursuing righteousness, as it says at the end of Romans 9. And in fact, in Romans 1, Paul says in verse 18, that they, talking about these, there's not even a mention of the law in Romans 1. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. But it says they suppress the truth and unrighteousness. And what that means, they suppress the truth. So even though there is a general knowledge of right and wrong, and of, you know, God has shown to people through what he has made, it says here, but people aren't pursuing that. They're suppressing it. They don't care. They're not even trying to do anything in relation to impressing God, being right with God, being righteous. There's just no evidence of it. They're not trying to do it. And yet, these people who do not have the law, never seeking after righteousness, in fact, suppressing the truth in unrighteousness, let's put it that way, they're intentionally not being righteous. They don't care about righteousness. But Paul says at the end of Romans 9, they have attained to it. And again, it's by faith. It's by the gift of righteousness that a person receives by faith. And so this whole thing about receiving Christ and about living our lives in Christ, we say, and I believe rightfully, that it's not about doing good and avoiding evil. Yes, it's good to do good. Yes, it's good to avoid evil. But our daily life, that's not the focus. What you said a little bit earlier, Cap, is that Israel, they had this written word, this written code, the Ten Commandments and 603 other commandments, a total of 613 commandments. They were pursuing that word, that written word. They were living by that word, by the law, trying to attain to righteousness, and they never did it. In Christ, it has nothing to do with following written instructions, following written directions. It's not about that. Yes, yeah, we can talk to each other. We can encourage each other and exhort each other with words, with some instructions, with some teachings, and that's all good. But that's not the base. That's not the core of our life in Christ. The core of our life in Christ is not written rules and commandments. It's Jesus Christ himself. It's the one that the words in the Bible point to. They point to a person, the reality of Jesus Christ. And that's what our life in Christ is about. It's about him, not written words. And as opposed to working harder at pursuing righteousness, it's really about resting in Christ. And we'll continue talking about this then. Talking about resting in Christ as opposed to frantically running some righteousness race. Coming up next week on Growing in Grace.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki. Heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.